to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Welcome back, and we have Gary Richard Arnold here. Gary, lots of news going on. I want you to do a summary of what you see and a couple of fingerprints or thumbprints of what you see happening, because I have to use my news anti-nauseants to turn on the news. What do you see going on?
Yeah, no, this is total Chinese disinformation. This is the cultural revolution. This is non-truth, and it's trying to jar people as much as they can.
Chinese, you're talking, referring to the NBA thing, is that what you're talking about?
No, actually the Chinese Cultural Revolution, you know, when they went through from the beginning, the re-education camps, which they still have millions of people in,
right.
In their Cultural Revolution, where they destroy every iota of their past, their history,
right.
We with our Constitution and recent history, we've never, learned from 9/11. That's been almost 20 years ago, and there's so many people in the United States that don't know who Chertoff is, or Doc Zekum, and all these other people that were involved in false flag.
Yeah, by the way, the China and U.S. trade talks have right now, with the sound turned off, Fox News, and I see them with a text up on my other monitor. What people, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to summarize what I think Trump should do if he's acts like a proper president. Number one, Turkey just invaded and is killing Kurds. He should remove Turkey from NATO and stop supplying parts for their aircraft. Number one. Number two, he should send in Delta Force and decapitate that government and get rid of Erdogan. That's Turkey. Number one. Number two, Iran. Blockade their oil immediately, and take out all of the Houthi rebels that are in Yemen attacking Saudi Arabia. Okay? That's number two. Number three, Russia. Close down the bank accounts of all the PLA in China and all the oligarchs in Russia, including Putin. And immediately attack the La Orchilla Island and the Punta Huerte in Nicaragua, nuclear sites where they have nuclear weapons aimed at their throat. Number three, four, shut down the oil from Venezuela to Cuba and tell the Cubans we're going to invade. In other words, we're going to take over your damn country. They've been using direct energy weapons on international people in their country. And as a proxy of Russia, they're trying to pull off this game. Russia's game is, if we can denuke America or hit us with an EMP weapon, we can re-exert the Soviet Union. Now, Russia and China are not real good natural allies. They're actually natural enemies. It was the ancient Chinese wall was built to primarily hold back Russian, you know, the Cossacks, if you want to call it, that would be come across the wall. It wasn't just the Mongolians, it was the Cossacks who were the worst. What people need to understand here is China is in a convulsions right now. They have 36.5 million, actually they estimate, it's probably more like 100 million excess males. Their population's aging. Their technology, they're trying to force companies to hand over technology to them, and then they repatent it because they have a lot of engineers, and then they try to see, they don't invent things because they're afraid if they invent something, they're going to end up in a Laodai prison camp, like a lot of other people. They have a social rating system with our tech companies, WhatsApp, that works with Google, that won't work in the Pentagon, and we need to start shutting down Silicon Valley. We should invade Silicon Valley and start jailing some of these maniacs that work with globalists that are putting us into grave trouble. And in terms of WhatsApp, they need to be shut down, and we need to start breaking up these tech companies. Amazon, for example, they're real simple. Don't break them up. Make their data available to everybody. Everybody and their dog should have access to their WhatsApp data. I just signed up today for the Alexa skill. But that data should be available to everybody on Earth. It should not be private. And if you do that, everybody and their dog that has some kind of tech skills can actually use their data to make sure anybody else can use the searchability of Amazon and any other, quote, AI system, which really isn't true AI. It's
well, look,
artificial
Dr. Bill,
AI.
What they've done with, a little tiny free enterpriser that, because of his religion, you know, it was immoral for him to create a, you know, a cake against his religion. And
you're talking about the one in Colorado where we actually was
the public. Well, these people are actually in control of a monopoly. Those people could have gone to any place to, you know, purchase their cake. We're under a monopoly that's subsidized by the United States.
The problem is that
virtually become a utility.
Yeah, well, first off, the problem is Trump is tough, but he needs to be tougher. I would declare martial law, and I would immediately jail Nancy Pelosi, Nadler, and Schiff. They would go to jail. I would, right now what he's doing is he's playing a kind of a cat and mouse game, which may work. He's forcing them basically by saying, we're not going to supply any documents to your so-called committee because it doesn't even have the actual legal weight of a proper impeachment. If you allow the Republicans to start subpoenaing documents, it's going to destroy not only Biden, it'll destroy the Democrats. And just like this moron from Houston, it's a congressperson that we've actually had our LaRouche Foundation person on, right, over the years. What we want to do is we want to realize that Trump needs to actually declare, in a sense, some form of one step before full martial law. These people need to go to jail. The media, like CNN, MSNBC, they should lose their license. They should be broadcasting nothing. People like Mr. Bezos with Washington Post, he needs to do a perp walk. He's particularly using this as a weapon, using his billions against the U.S. government. It's not just against Trump. It doesn't matter who's there. It could be yourself. It could be Tucker Carlson. It wouldn't matter who's president. If they do policies that the globalists don't like, left or right, they're going to harass the crap out of them until they do what the globalists want. Now, the globalists are kissing butt. We saw that with the NBA. The fact that the NBA are kissing the butt of the Chinese and two of them are trying to make excuses, well, I don't know what to say. Yeah, we know what to say. Unless you're a blithering moron, you know what to say. China, go to hell. First off, what we need to do is we need to tell the Chinese, get your paws off Hong Kong, leave them alone. Don't just say you're going to delay to 2045, which is what they had in their deal, 2047. And don't think you're going to take on Taiwan because they're armed to the teeth with our aircraft and our nukes. Now, the Chinese think they want to take over manufacturing of all private goods and artificial intelligence because they're stealing it like crazy. They got 500,000 students here, and they got their Chinese agencies and foundations trying to steal all our technology to see if they can reinvent it and rebuild it in China. These people are delusional. If you want to make a deal, Chinese, be nice. We'll work with you. We'll help you. You can help us build high-speed rail. But you try to take over the world and you want to deal with America, which is the beast nation, we're going to crunch you. We're going to kill every damn one of you if you want to start a war, okay? Now, you might think, well, we can take on America. Yeah, you can take a 20th century America. You cannot take a 21st century America. You're done, okay? Now, Trump, you need to start listening to Dr. Deagle, okay? And we're getting real close. In fact, I got a contact now. I just talked yesterday that we're getting close to talking to Trump's son. We got a letter back on the 12th. And obviously in the letter, he tried to pretend that he didn't hear the response about either the missile defense system or the danger in Lao Chila Island and Punta Huerte. Trump, you're going to damn well listen to me now or at the judgment seat, one way or the other, bud. And there's lots of people like me. I'm just one of thousands that have a prophetic word for you. I'm not just a prophet. I'm just a guy with a few 3x5 cards that are not with Deagle, but thus saith the Lord. And God's put me through a lot of hell, so I can have a few words to say to you, boy. And you're going to damn well listen one way or the other. Even if you get reelected, if you don't properly put missile defense, Russia can take us out, even with an EMP. If you don't realize the biological weapons were from Biopreparat were handed over to Iran and to Syria. Now, Bashar al-Assad is a natural ally, to be honest with you, of the Kurds, because the Kurds are being slaughtered now by these damn Turks. Why are we tolerating this? I don't understand. Both the left and right and the Democrats and Republicans are enraged that Trump's backing off, saying we're just going to pull out. You can't pull out. What you need is pull in. What you need to do, actually, is stop, number one, creating Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which we did, and even getting them out of the way when we move into towns and cities and we've cleaned them out of Syria. We need to realize that once you back Israel to a wall, they're going to use nuclear weapons in the battlefield and against other countries, and you're going to see Islamic cities for 10,000 miles go up in nuclear flames. If you think Israel's going to take this line down, you're delusional. And that includes you, Russia and China. You're friggin' idiots. They don't understand this, do they? And Trump doesn't yet fully understand it either.
Yeah, you can chew on here. I think, you know, with the Kurds, we go back 10 years. And you've even got the Congress lady from Hawaii that served in the military talking about how Obama and Panetta were feeding the radicals, the ISIS, and creating the radicals to join with the Kurds in order to overthrow Assad. So, you know, the Kurds aren't all, you know, looking out for us or we for them.
Let me parse it down. There's two factions. There's a terrorist faction of Kurds that need to be gotten rid of. But there's a good faction that are our allies been fighting directly against ISIS. Now, we created ISIS and al-Qaeda. John McInsane did selfies in 2009 near a town near Amman where we created these monsters because we had to create a dialectic of opposition in order to go in there. It was our plan, part of PNAC, Project for the New American Century, to replace all these seven countries and Syria's on our list, including moving a pipeline across Syria through Aleppo, the large industrial base in Syria, so that we can actually start processing oil through to Turkey. Turkey's in a big panic because they want oil. Turkey has no oil. Do you know that? They got no oil. But the Sunni countries in the Middle East wanted to do it. And Turkey, and the reason why they're incursing right now into Syria is they want to see if they can knock off Assad. Let me tell you, idiot Turkey, you're buying a few armaments from Russia, you try to knock off Assad, and Russia's going to take you out, you crazy, stupid buggers. Russia will annihilate you. And people don't get this. Turkey is, this guy Erdogan is a narcissist. You know he built the largest palace of any king or any leader in human history in Turkey? This guy Erdogan has got such a giant ego, it's ridiculous. He built the largest palace in human history. Did you know that?
Yeah, don't they have the second largest army in the world?
Fourth.
Turkey?
And they have licenses, by the way, to make Abrams tanks and also several other weapon systems, which we license them to do, which is really stupid. They're also a member of NATO, so we supply them with F-16s, which are not our top jet. But we're, you know what? If we stop supplying them with parts, those jets will be dead in the air in 1 week. Do you know that? With all the IC changes, in 1 week, they'll be freaking dead. Trump needs to start to be more Trumpian. Immediately remove China from the World Trade Organization. Immediately remove Turkey from NATO. What the hell is Turkey doing in NATO? Really? How crazy is that? And then Turkey's saying, if you discuss and argue against us and treat us badly that while we're killing Kurds and invading Turkey, we're going to flood your European nations with millions of refugees. Really? They're threatening to flood with refugees if you tell a fact a fact. How nervy is this guy freaking Erdogan?
Yeah, but again, we saw, you know, Wesley Clark talking about each and every state, you know, throughout the Middle East, one after another, and that, you know, they seem to be doing that. Trump's getting resistance of pulling out of Afghanistan. Hell, we still got troops in
Germany, Japan,
from Second World War.
Here's Afghanistan. I'll tell you what the problem is. Dr. General Mattis, who now is working for one of these big corporations. Yeah, I got a sound issue here. What's going on right now is we have a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan, so we get the drug trade, comes back, and we make trillions of dollars in illegal drugs. I took care of one of the pilot repair technicians back 25 years ago, and he had to see me after hours because he was in a panic. And he said, Dr. Deagle, Doc, I got to see you. And he told me, I said, why do you have to see me? Well, it's not medical. I said, why? He said, because they're going to kill me. I said, why are they going to kill you? He said, because what did you see? He saw shrink-wrapped an entire C-130, shrink-wrapped to the gunnels with heroin from Afghanistan. Okay? This is even before 9/11, by the way. We're done with 25 years ago. Remember, all this crap has been going on with this SAD for years. The drug trade's run by our government and our SAD, who run also the proxy state, Saudi Arabia and Israel. They're not completely autonomous at all. That's why when we look at 9/11, we say, did Saudi Arabia do 9/11? No, we did 9/11. Terrorists are us. How's that? Stop the BS. This is the facts. Ugly as they are, oh my gosh.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
we're back with Gary. Again, what you have to understand is you just need common sense. You need to ask good questions. And when you start seeing the stark and ugly truths, the fact is the Chinese have reached the greed spot. They have the greed of the NBA, the greed of Hollywood, where it takes on symbols and movies. They have the greed of people and corporations in the district or criminals that'll kiss the Chinese butts. We have the transfer of technology and corporations. Since the World Trade Organization was set up, there were no companies in the top 120-some companies that actually manufactured different goods. Now, 122 of those top companies are Chinese. China's taken over everything, including even UHF transformers for power systems. They control even a lot of our drugs in our generic drug industry. If China decided to just shut down our generic drugs, we'd run out of medicine for a lot of our seniors. People don't get this, do they?
No. They've always spent
How stupid are we? I mean, honest to gosh, man.
They've got a monopoly on rare minerals around the world.
Well, they built 500,000 warehouses in the last 10 years. And with Xi now, he declared himself the emperor for life, you know. Usually they have a term, but they've changed the laws in China. And he wrote a document called, 2025, where they want to control all commercial manufacturing by 2025. They want to even control AI, which means the beast, which means the AI super god that controls everything on Earth right now. It's approaching from various angles, like Amazon with Alexa and many other search engines like Google and Facebook, etc. But really, all of this is eventually converging so that they can even hack into your consciousness and control you. If you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot, and you're going to suffer for it. Now, I just have to look at it boldly. Now, God has given me a few 3x5 cards, and I have a very small piece of the puzzle to be called as a prophet. There's thousands of prophets out there. You're a prophet. There's many prophets. We've got people like John W. Spring, who's a Christian. He's been given a calling to actually unveil nuclear dangers in Larchila Island. Jonathan Gray.
Back to that, I don't think there's any problem for these globalists that are centered or built inside these secret societies. It was William Russell's cousin that brought all the opium,
right,
actually from Turkey, who we were just talking about, to China to corrupt it, which caused the Boxer Revolution. I know Dr. Anthony Sutton was wanting to write a book about the China project. And then, of course, the first ambassador to China was appointed by Nixon, Prescott Bush. And it was Prescott Bush that came out to California to select him to run against Jerry Voorhees. The whole thing is an interchange. And then Ronald Reagan, member of the United World Federalists, appointed Winston Lord, another skull and bones person, to ambassador, as the Bushes were collecting and all our gangs were moving over there for the cheap slave labor and to get away from American laws and having to pay decent prices.
Even the slave labor is not going to matter in the future, because in 2 to 5 years, 3D printing and AI robotics, building things, is going to make slave labor irrelevant. So you won't be any need to move to a third world country. In fact, everything could be manufactured here, even offshore on barges, off the coast or up a river. Okay, so the idea that you need to have slave labor is going to be a thing of the past in 2 to 5 years. The world in the future is completely different than what people even think. It's not even like Blade Runner. It's weird, okay? It's weird. And they
want
to hack into
your country. The difference between slave labor is to have nobody there that they consider, like Margaret Sanger, weeds. They don't want anybody to consume anything. They don't want anybody to have any history to create an individual life. They want everybody controlled. And, they're bringing this KQXYZ stuff into kindergarten, and I don't know where the hell the parents are. I'd be down there with a pitchfork. But
the thing is, they tried to force vaccinate my daughter 4 years ago in school, and I said, you try to vaccinate her, I'll vaccinate you with lead. And now the state of California and other states are talking about the idea of force vaccinating adults, okay? They need to realize we're going to have a bloody revolution, and I don't want to see it coming because I don't want to see it happen, but if they start trying to force vaccinate or disarm American citizens, it's going to get violent. And it won't just be violence in journalism. It'll be physical violence of a level we've never seen before.
Well, it's in the preamble of our Constitution, and you have an absolute right to protect your life and your family.
People don't realize how sneaky this is.
When the needle comes between you and your body, That's the red line for me.
Right. And not only that, you just, it's long before then, you talk about 5G. This idiot, Trump, okay, and he is an idiot, with Mike Mulvaney doing a little dance when they get 5G. And they're collaborating with Huawei, this Chinese company who's making a lot of the tech pieces, including the back doors. If Huawei is a major supplier, the Chinese communists have a backdoor to literally the supernet and 5G to hack into not only your biology, your consciousness, and everything you buy and sell. It won't just be Amazon and having a little Alexa skill so people can find you, which we're signing up for, $20 a month. No, no, no. It'll be a lot nastier than that. People don't get this, do they?
No. And the rich Chinese, especially in California, they've got their assets in all of our universities and tech operations, all the way up the coast of the state of Washington with Boeing and Silicon Valley.
Yeah, but the smart, there are some nice Chinese who've escaped freaking communist China, and they're some of the most informed and with it people, the Chinese who get the heck out of China or have had relatives killed. For example, my youngest sister's mother, her family were all bankers and very smart people in Shenzhen, and they were all shot in the back of the head by the communist Chinese under Mao Zedong. And his mother, this is my younger sister's husband's mother, swam across Kowloon Bay in shark-infested waters and got in a junk and was saved. And when she got to Hong Kong, she emigrated to Canada and had my youngest sister's husband. Chinese people who have emigrated here and have seen the hell of what's going on in China, they're more informed than anybody. They know what the hell's going on in China. Do you know there's 13.5 million under citizens that can't even get drugs or terminal health care? You can't get on a train or plane. Isn't that wild?
Well, I took on Ronald Reagan in the East Room of the White House concerning free China and red China. It was Ronald Reagan, through executive orders with George Pratt Schultz, moving steel plants from the United States to communist China. He gave them the
right.
Most favored nation treaty status. You know, he sends over his skull and bones, you know, boy, Winston Lord, he recognizes the Khmer Rouge, and he's building nuclear plants in Romania. So for all these neocons and heritages and Hillsdale colleges that talk with a palaver that sounds friendly, they're not telling you the truth. Ronald Reagan,
well, the problem is,
United World Federalist, and his heirs, many of them, are still very active with that.
Well, you're a person who's gone through literally a lot of politics, and if we talk about it like biblical terms, I have a few 3x5 cards that gives me some extra knowledge in areas that are not my opinion. There, thus saith the Lord. So I've got a prophetic call, and so are you. There's dozens, hundreds of people that know some of the pieces of the damn puzzle. But if you put the whole puzzle together, and I've been working at this for decades now, when I did my talk to 42 cities in Israel, and there were all kinds of prophets. In fact, that's what they call it, the Prophecy Club, because there are dozens and dozens. These are informed people who have the guts to actually raise issues and make people's stomachs turn. People need to realize, when you're talking about these things, about these secret orders, you're literally talking about demonic orders that are running our government, our banks, and our world. And don't give a crap about people, not only their physical life, their spiritual end to their existence on earth. And people need to realize what's going on right now. Even Donald Trump, who's probably a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, he's well-intentioned, he's a good patriot. His father, like his father, though, he believes in a lot of the Masonic principles that good wipes away evil, which is crap. Only a relationship with God can take away sin, can only God take away sin, because you can't sin against anybody but God. And what I see happening in the political realm is we are not increasing the income for the average middle class. So they're increasing a little bit since Trump got in. But we need to actually reduce the cost of health care. 83% of bankruptcies are due to health care. We need to actually control our border. And the border, the reason why it's such a mess, is these people are escaping narco states where our SAD, part of the CIA, is running narco states to the tune of $2 trillion to build Bechtel Corporation deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, weird genetic engineering, and weird technology.
Yeah, well,
people
what's the problem with Donald Trump's family? Ivanka Trump is working with the anti-Second Amendment people on the guns, and that Gerard was the one that advocated releasing so-called...
You're talking about Ivanka Trump's working with?
Nonviolent prisoners, yet they let out murderers and rapists. And,
yeah, I saw that list there. I watched the news this morning. I thought, they said they're going to let out nonviolent... Look, if I have no problem at all releasing people that did paperwork things or... You know, they had one joint.
Yeah, blue-collar stuff, okay.
Yeah, blue-collar, that's no problem. But you know what they did? If you actually listen to the list, and I'm talking to, I listen to watching judges and attorneys and state senators and so on, they released the worst of the vile criminals. And then they showed this one guy who'd already been up for multiple assaults and then killed a guy after being released in this so-called law was only going to release nonviolent criminals. No. Now, we talked about this the other day with our expert, talking about Ken Klein. And if you actually know this as a fact, about 6% of the population genetically, through their mitochondria or their brain chemistry, they are not normal, okay? 6%. If they get exposed to drugs and or marijuana or a bad environment, they will become criminalized and criminals. They're like the predator class of humanity. Now, you may not like it, but the fact is the only place for these people is inside bars where they can't get exposed to the public. Now, you release these buggers who actually did multiple assaults, weapons, things, or killing, you're going to get more killing. What the hell do you expect? They're not
exactly.
Normal.
What I understand was that Jared Kushner lied about it to Trump and lied about it, you know, of course, pressed out there.
He was pushing for the early release, wasn't he?
People from the Bastille, a revolutionary situation in the United States today.
Right. You mentioned him, was it Ivanka Trump? His daughter, or was it his wife? Not Melania, though. Was it Ivanka, right? She was
I think it was Ivanka that was the anti-Second Amendment. You're working on that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. First off, I want to increase the Second Amendment. Here's what I want. I want to get rid of all the no-gun zones in the country, so you can't go as a criminal and go into a particular Walmart where you think in West Texas they're not going to have guns because most of the people are illegals. Or number two, you can't go into a school where there's no Second Amendment because there's no teachers armed, either with lethal or non-lethal weapons, like a pepper spray gun, which, by the way, when I discussed this a month ago, I discovered when I went to Amazon, you can buy a pepper spray gun with balls. It'll shoot 150 feet accurately, and then it'll hit you, boy. You're not doing anything except scratching your eyes because you can't see a damn thing for days. The problem is that we need to have more non-lethal weapons, more lethal weapons, including scalar weapons like Star Wars stun guns, and we need to make sure that the public can protect themselves. So if you're a 120 or 115-pound female and you're going to a parking garage, you don't need to worry about a 215-pound male raping the hell out of you before you get into your car.
Well, they're making schools and hospitals sanctuary areas for criminals.
You know what the idea is? Then you hear AOC, we call her occasional cortex. These people need to be arrested and put in a psych floor. Don't just arrest them. They need to go to a psych floor. When I hear ALC, they'll get rid of all prisons. We're not just talking about saying, look, we have too many people in prison. White-collar crime, you have one bit of marijuana in your possession. Okay, no problem. You know, the idea of putting people in prison for that is ridiculous. White-collar crime, you know, paper crime. But what
Ivanka also went to one of the 10 school admission organizations. I think Don Jr. did, too. But it looks like she might have...
I don't see Ivanka as particularly smart. Look, her husband is a warlock. Okay, you know what a warlock is?
Yeah.
Saruman the Magnificent from the Trilogy of the Ring, he's a warlock. Modern Judaism follows the Sefiot Zaira or the Talmud of Babylon. Have you ever read the Sefiot Zaira?
No.
If I should start getting it and read it to you. Read out the English version of the Sefiot Zaira from Hebrew. Holy cripes. People say, I don't want to believe you, Deagle. I said, how about you just listen and I'll read it. You can read it your damn self. Okay? It's disgusting. The average rational, decent Jew becomes an atheist or an agnostic because if they think this is part of Judaism, which after 1,300 years of Babylon, they say, I reject the whole damn thing. Which is why you see a lot of Jews become atheists or agnostics, because modern Judaism after 1,300 years of Babylon is pure Satanism, Druidism, Luciferic Satanism, damn it. And people say, oh, no, it's not. I'm saying, listen, Rabbi Schneerson, who was revered by Mr. Jared Kushner, remember, he bought his building at 666 New York, right? Remember that? 666?
Yeah, most expensive building there.
Most expensive building in lower Manhattan. That's because the guy's a devil. Set up the UMC treaty with Mexico and Canada. Guess what? Trump is shielding that bugger.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Okay, we're all set with Gary Richard Arnold. Gary, we're back.
I was going to mention a little bit about this Atlantic Council. It's really the operational arm of the coup d'etat and the people on it are incredible. I'll just name a few of the supporters, like Bank of America.
Yeah, you're great at connecting all the dots on these levels, right? Which is why I think your knowledge is so valuable. Please continue.
And it, you know, includes J.P. Morgan, Lockheed, NATO, the Open Initiative Society, which is Soros, Raytheon Organization, Rockefeller Company Incorporated, Rockefeller Brothers, Boeing, Dow Chemical, and, of course, 21st Century Fox. And then six different organizations we're killing ourselves. The U.S. Navy, Army, Chamber of Commerce, State Department, and Marine Corps and Navy contribute to this outfit. And it includes Chertoff, Wesley Clark, Henry Kissinger, Dov Zakheim, Robert Pickering. All these people have been involved in boosting the communist governments in Central America. There's C. Boyd and Gray that controls, controlled a couple of Republican candidates a couple times ago. Philip Lader runs McKinsey and Associates. McKinsey has been an arm or a sleeve like Bechtel for the intelligence agencies. In fact, they select the whole cabinet for Tony Blair when Tony Blair won. They're involved in organizations are involved in probably a dozen countries, and if one goes to their site, you'll see that they're involved with the Ukraine. And again, they're the ones that came up with their CrowdStrike with this guy that was born in Russia that is supposed to have invaded their Democratic National Committee computers. But they didn't want to turn over the computers to prove that they had been hacked. And it's just like Adam Schiff doesn't want to, you know, release his whistleblower when 12 days after he received his report, he had an intern that was paid. He's a fellow from the Atlantic Council. And if there's anybody out there that's involved with intelligence, there's a whole mess of stuff here they need to pick up real quick. And just with a little cross checking, they'll see people here right now today they need to arrest.
Yeah. Well, you see, Trump needs to start doing arresting. I gave him a short and long list of what he needs to do. And if he doesn't, here's several things. I looked at the latest poll, and these are Fox polls. By the way, Fox is not on Trump's side now, and neither is Drudge. What the hell's going on? We have maniac Democrats ginning up a letter which the repeated new comedian leader of Ukraine, who wants to get wrote out, corruption, made very plainly that there was no quid pro quo. Trump's not holding back. In fact, we want to sell them the anti-missile systems that will neutralize the Russian tanks coming across the Ukrainian-Russian border. We're not stopping selling them. Are you kidding? Trump is a salesman. He wants to sell more stuff to these people, even if we give them the money to buy them.
Well, get this guy, this fellow from the Atlantic Council, Thomas Egger, E-A-G-E-R. Actually, right. The Atlantic Council got money and funding from Burisma, of which both Duncan, I'm getting Duncan Hunter together with Joe Hunter Biden, and Chris Hines. Chris Hines is his stepson of John Kerry, who is also on this list, together with Leon Panetta. These groups are running a worldwide organization with United States money, as I mentioned earlier, six different departments, which is outrageous. Those should be cut off today. There's no reason why Trump shouldn't do that today, except that he's probably, in a corner there with Gerard Kushner and a couple of other people.
Gerard Kushner should be removed from his thing. So should his so-called daughter, Ivanka, who's out there, parading around like she's some kind of a special person. It's ridiculous. She doesn't have any qualifications, and she even is working against Trump. And I can tell you right now, we need to, when we have these people that are so-called whistleblowers, we should immediately know, first off, number one, we need to have the Democrats call for a vote in the House. And if they do a full vote, they probably won't even get the vote. But if they did do the vote, what happens is, even for the Democrats, which is unlikely to convince enough Republicans to go, They're not going to impeach Trump, and even if they did, they're not going to get him to the Senate. These people are suicidal. They've made the statement that unless they impeach Trump, they're not going to get elected, the Democrats. And now they've gone so far to the left, the average decent, even Democrat, says, you want to kill babies even after they're born. You want to take away my health insurance from my union I belong to. You want to raise my cost of living. You want to give illegal immigrants health care and even a salary. You're kidding. People don't realize that they will actually Venezuelize America. I mean, Trump is screwing up, but these people on the left are so far over the top. And the thing is, they hold out like a badge of honor, like, isn't this great? Do you want what we want to give? It's like giving a porridge with cyanide in it and say, eat up. And we're looking like, that looks like it smells like it's got cyanide in it. Eat up, they'll keep on saying, because we're good Democrats and we want to control you as you writhe in agony and die. That's how bad it is.
The origins of this Atlantic Council, the Communist International in 1936 presented a three-stage plan to unite the world. One was to bring the capitalist democracies together, create a federal union, and amalgamate all the federal unions into a world government. 3 years later, Clarence Strait, a Rhodes Scholar, Cecil Rhodes, with billions of dollars together with Rothschild. Anyway, this Clarence Strait, I met him once, actually. God, it had to be in the 60s. He was in Culver City. He wrote a book called Union Now, and it was supported by the publisher of Army Times and the Federal Union, etc. And it turned out that the Atlantic Council formed, in fact, Congress had a resolution before it in 1942 to impose a common citizenship, to tax the citizens directly, to make and enforce all laws, to coin money, and to have a monopoly on all armed forces. And anyway, that's their advocation. And California was one of the first states, beginning with the State Assembly of California, passed the United World Federalist Resolution, again, Red Ronnie. They got 27 state legislatures across the country to demand a constitutional convention to expedite U.S. participation in world government. Most of them, after they found out about it, rejected it and canceled it. But California hasn't gone much off its mark since that endorsement.
Well, that's why I call it California. And again, look at Gavin Newsom. I mean, just on the face of it, this guy is evil. And he's not even, like, even if you're doing something decent, at the same time you're bringing some kind of socialism. You can start off with, a first-level socialism. We're going to, reduce the cost of health care, let's say, 40 years ago in Canada. But no. Right now in Canada, if you're an older citizen and you get serious problems, they don't even go to committee. They just give you a lethal injection and kill you. You can't even
scriptures
in the Bible.
We need a word coined that identifies the media always as Democrat, not just giving it the adjective of the Democratic media, because people think, well, there's a couple of Republican papers out there.
Well, let's call them
media,
what they are. They're the demon rats, okay? Yeah, I don't have unlimited knowledge. I have about three or four 3x5 cards, which tells me things that are not my opinion, they're God's opinion. And those are things that are hard fought and hard won. And what I want people to understand, they mesh with what your knowledge is of the connecting the dots. They mesh with people like Ken Klein and his prophetic vision. They mesh with Jonathan Gray, who's got a prophetic calling. They mesh with people like John W. Spring, who I believe supernaturally was called, actually, whistleblower back in 1961-83 about the nukes. We're sitting on a knife's edge. For example, if we go into conflict with Iran right now without missile defense, we could have either a high-altitude nuclear explosion that would actually knock out our power grid or an attack on our military bases or Norfolk, Virginia. We're not ready for anything. We're actually looking financially at a situation where China wants to take over the world financially. I mean, look at what's going on here. They want to control the innovative economy, and that's what it is. Our economy is an innovative economy, and Americans are innovators. So the Chinese have been stealing our innovations at such a rate now that they're literally trying to manufacture every consumable good for Amazon, Target, and Tesco, etc., so we don't have any kind of leeway. The churches basically have been recruited by the New World Order. Well, how many churches? 70,000 churches recruited to actually collaborate? Because they don't have proper eschatology. Their eschatology is, hey, the New World Order is good. And to be honest with you, it's coming not from China and where else. It's actually China, in a sense, is a symptom of us. We and the British created the communist revolution in China. It wasn't spontaneous, was it? Same thing in Russia. The Bolsheviks didn't take over without our help. They took over because we helped them, right?
Yeah.
Right, Gary?
I encourage people to go to the website. I'm a little delinquent on getting information up there, but
About your website, you mean news-expose.org, right?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. It's a news-, not underline, but news-expose.org. And we do have one of the recent one does cover Adam Schiff and the...
And by the way, these aren't open to opinion. When you read it, you just have to weep. Then you have to pray. You have to say, God, what do you want me to do next? Well, first off, face reality. It's an ugly reality. It's a reality that young people don't want to face. It's a reality that middle-aged and older people don't want to face. It's a reality that politicians are lying or they're bought off. Look at the NBA. Kissing the butt of China in the midst of them killing their own citizens.
Oh, look how fast they caved. How pathetic. I mean,
And then they pretend they don't have an answer. You can be a blithering idiot, you'd have an answer. Oh, I don't know what to say. You don't know what to say? When did you get your brain injury? When did you have a stroke? You've got to be kidding. You don't know what to say. Sure you know what to say. You're getting a lot of money from China.
I encourage even now that people take a look at Wikipedia, and because they do at least list all the members, or actually go to the Atlantic Council itself and look at their website, because it will tell you the countries they're involved in. And again, you see that a big portion of it is supported by the United States itself. And then you look at the participants, known, collaborators like, Panetta, and you look at Philip Leiter and Kissinger and all the rest of these guys, and the fact that they've cut out a dozen nations they intend to manipulate, and the fact that they got, fellows, staffed into the Intelligence Committee anyway, the head of the Standard Hotel, they belong to the same secret societies. There's a couple of skull and bones people can identify on that list. You can learn a lot from it. Print it out, get a yellow pen, and start making notations. Get involved locally. I mean, you've got to carry a little bit of this information. It's not that hard. If people are following the basketball games and who's on whose team and the coaches, they can certainly follow this. And this is life and death, whereas the rest of it is entertainment. And as far as intellectual capacity, you can see it changes on a dime in a day.
Right. See, what people realize is that we all have a calling here. All of us are called to have a word of God in us. All of us are called to ask better questions. All of us are called to ask, to find, when we find the truth, to seek it. Look at the anomaly of 9/11. Even 18 years ago, Trump said he knew that the buildings couldn't fall on their own. Of course not. If a man was put to it and he actually was going to be honest, he'd have to say it wasn't Saudi Arabia, it was something else that did it. Just like even these Muslims in so-called squad even make the truth. It's amazing. Thank you. We have an amazing show every Thursday with Gary Richard Arnold. We need to do some video this weekend if we could. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Truat. And again, the sale's on. Dakota's Feast. Feast yourself on 7% off, including Lumen Photon and all our Nutrimeds. And free starter protocol.
Thank you, Doc. Have a good weekend, people. Bye-bye.
Nutrimedical at drbilldeagle.com. 888-212-8871. Do it today.